killing Shankarchuta. Meanwhile, Balaram enjoyed throwing colors at his beloved gopis. At that time, a foolish demon named Shankarchuta, a lowly yaksha servant of Kuvera with no sense of propriety, brazenly tried to rob the jewels of Balaram's gopis. As if called by death, he leaped in front of them. Shankarchuta resembled a man delirious from the hot sun, leaping from a tall tree into the mirage of an oasis of cooling water produced by the rays of the sun. He appeared like a foolish grasshopper jumping into a fire while thinking it to be the effulgence of a forest of succulent herbs. He resembled a frog leaping at a snake in order to grab the jewel on his hood, or an antelope approaching a lion with the idea that his shining mane is a field of ripe grains. With a crest jewel firmly fastened to his turban, Shankarchuta raised his arms and frightened the girls. Trembling like deer seeing a powerful wolf, the gopis cried out, "Balaram, oh Balaram, Krishna, please protect us." Before Balaram heard those plaintive cries, Krishna quickly stopped his holy pastimes and instantly went there. The yaksha fled in haste, but Krishna ran after him so quickly that his feet did not appear to touch the ground. Balaram, angry at the disturbance, also ran after him. Seeing heroic Krishna and Balaram in hot pursuit, the rascal hurled the dirtiest insults and discarded the jewels. Filled with anxiety, Shankarchuta rapidly fled for his life as if mounted on an airplane. Displaying intense anger, the demon roared while running away, and then he started shaking from exhaustion. As Krishna chased the demon wherever he went, he looked like the king of lions running down a regal elephant or Garuda chasing a snake or like a hawk pursuing a crow. That best of all men who happily pleases his surrendered servants grabbed the yaksha by his hair. Though Krishna's hand is as soft as a lotus, it becomes as hard as the back of a tortoise when he makes a fist. Using his fist, Krishna removed the wicked demon's head along with his crest jewel. It was a high-quality effulgent gem of fine workmanship, pleasing to look at, and famous for its beauty. Feeling excessive delight, Krishna gave the jewel to his elder brother as his consorts looked on.